This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And now we go to Takeaway political contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen to talk about the significance of this individual possibly throwing his hat into the Massachusetts Senate race.
Schilling's performance tonight will long live in New England baseball lore.
Curt Schilling of the Boston Red Sox wrote on his blog 38 Pitches yesterday that he has, quote, some interest in running for the Senate seat left vacant by Ted Kennedy. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, sports contributor.
Indeed.
Run down the politics here. This is no Democrat, Curt Schilling.
He certainly is no Democrat. He's actually supported McCain in 2008, and he supported Bush in 2004.
Supposedly pals with George W. Bush.
He's definitely chummy with them. He also, just in the baseball's world, he won a World Series with the Phillies. He won a World Series with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and he won two World Series with the Boston Red Sox. So he's quite an accomplished baseball player that will probably be in the Hall of Fame.
Now, he's a very popular Red Sox player who was absolutely a contributor to their victories and their success in the last decade. And it's not unprecedented for a big-time major league athletes, football or otherwise, to become senators or congressmen. What do you think Curt Schilling's chances are? He does have a bit of a mouth.
Well, that's actually probably his problem. Curt Schilling suffers from a little bit loose at the mouth, kind of like our Vice President Joseph Biden, except he doesn't have that administrative background and experience of politics.
Well, he even addresses this in speaking yesterday on the New England Cable Network.
Probably another one of the reasons why I wouldn't make a good political candidate right now is that, that there needs to be an enormous amount of house cleaning done. I don't have a really good filter. And I'm not really sure. My first press conference could be my last as someone on the political scene, which probably wouldn't be a bad thing.
Now, Schilling has never shied away from politics. He loves the sort of political give and take, and he certainly did when he was a Boston Red Sox. Do you think this is serious?
That was a very political response that he gave in that comment.
Candid.
I don't know. I mean, he would have to run as a reformer, maybe bash the other guy as a terrorist sympathizer. He would have to, maybe get a book deal. You know, there's a lot of things that he also is from Alaska, which I think is also an interesting little fact.
Right.
But does Boston really love the Red Sox enough to put Curt Schilling into the space formerly occupied by Ted Kennedy?
I truly don't think so. However, if Curt Schilling is able to tap into some unmet need, then he might be able to call people similarly to President Obama that have never voted before and haven't come out.
Powerful Republican personalities have been successful in Massachusetts. You got Mitt Romney, you got Bill Weld. I mean, there's a chance.
But I think that highlights another piece of his downfall in this
Schilling's.
Schilling's, exactly, is that he wouldn't be running for an executive position where he has a vision. He gets people to go behind his vision. And the Senate is more of a think tank. You have to work with other people. He's had consistent beef with the media, problems with his own players, problems with other teammates.
Oh, he just works with Bunning, the Hall of Famer from Kentucky in the Senate. He's already there.
So I think that will actually be his major downfall, is that he'll have to actually work with people and come up with new ideas. He's only worked in the gaming industry and in baseball, and I don't know if that's the best prerequisite and resume for the United States Senate.
Well, I like your strategy, Ibrahim. Get a book deal, right? Get a cable show.
Exactly.
Are you going to be his campaign manager? No. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is staying our sports contributor, talking about the Curt Schilling suggestion that he has some interest in running for the Senate seat left vacant by Ted Kennedy in Massachusetts.
Good morning.